I have chosen to illustrate Algerian women in figures. I don't want to reduce them to figures because sometimes it can be very detrimental. But these figures speak and they are a cause for alarm. I'll start with something positive. Close to 70% of students in Algeria are women. Close to 66% of the people that hold degrees are women. And we have 31% of the women who are part of the parliament. But below these figures, you have other figures that are a cause for concern. As a paradox, we only have 16.5% of our active populations, which are women. 3% of these women are having senior positions, so they're managers. And more than 80% of women have to face violence. I think this 80% can be opposed because I believe that 100% of Algerian women have had to face violence at least once in their life. Why these figures? We feel that it's a social form of oppression. And here I'm talking about all the forms of violence that women have to face. We need to be able to name this. It is male violence towards women, and it's male violence towards women. Here we're talking about street harassment. All Algerian women in the streets are being harassed. There is also the image and how women are perceived within society and within the family. There's no freedom of your body. Abortion is still prohibited today, and we're not free to talk about our sexuality. There's also all of the legal forms of oppression, which are the laws and the family code today. One of greatest violence against women is the family code. Divorce is not authorized for women as it is for men. Inheritance is very skewed. And it's not egalitarian. Abortion is forbidden. And we also have the economic pressure. And this is the impoverishment of women. A lot of the time when they work for the family. And the men in the family just basically take up their wages for themselves. And all of them work in an informal economy. And they don't have any social protection. And their situation is very dire. There's a lot of strong feminist organizations in Algeria. Unfortunately, they have no means, and they are a little bit few and far between. And there's a sort of gap between the older version of feminism and the current younger version of feminism. For us, feminism as a word in Algeria is an issue in and of itself. Even the activists of this movement have a hard time being able to say that they're feminists out loud. Feminism and feminists are not seen as worthy of credit and interest in the eyes of the population and the power. For us, these feminists exist and they're very important. And for us, it's important to work in a non-mixed way. The group that I work with is fully feminine to reappropriate for themselves their own identity. For us, it's important to fight against all forms of violence to women. And for us, it's also important to set up common strategies for women. Thank you very much.